I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, July 25th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for the Wall Street Journal. Charter Communications logged lower-than-expected earnings and tepid revenue growth in its latest quarter, sparking a sell-off among investors. The company, which offers pay TV services and Spectrum Internet service, posted second-quarter income of $1.3 billion, compared with $1.23 billion a year earlier. Revenue for the second quarter rose to $13.77 billion, broadly in line with analysts' views. Elsewhere, IMAX reported better-than-expected second-quarter results, boosted by rising demand and market share gains. The company is well-positioned for growth as theaters upgrade to premium screens and more movies are shot using IMAX technology. That momentum is expected to build into next year due to a strong slate of IMAX-formatted releases. Finally, Kentucky has filed a lawsuit accusing Temu of sharing sensitive data from its online shoppers with the Chinese government. This is the latest in a handful of U.S. states that are going up against an alleged China-linked cybersecurity threat. And it comes as the Trump administration looks to shift more responsibility for pursuing global hackers, phishers, and other cybercriminals to state and local authorities. Other states taking legal action against Temu include Arkansas, Illinois, and New York. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays.